All right. Hey, kids, what time is it? All right. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. Glad to be here with you today. And yeah, having some great stuff here today. So we're going to be reading from Proverbs 5 in the complete Jewish Bible this morning. But let me take a quick moment and pray for you, and we'll get started. Father God, thank you for your infinite wisdom and the fact that it is present even when we don't acknowledge it. That it is there before anything else was even created. That was the reason. So, Father, help us to lean into that this morning. Help us to see the things that you need us to see, even if they hurt, even if they are uncomfortable, even if they convict us in ways we don't want to be convicted. Father, this morning we pray that you would give us that right attitude of having that presence in our lives. So, Father, we thank you for that. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Disrupting my usual pattern. That's usually when I hit the button to do the intro. I disrupted myself this morning. I didn't even realize it. In any case, Proverbs 5 in the complete Jewish Bible is the translation we're currently reading. And so let's get on with this. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding so that you will perceive discretion and keep your lips, and your lips keep watch over knowledge. So we see some action words here right away. Obviously, there's that pay attention that we see in a lot of these. So pay attention first. Now, the incline your ear is something we see a lot of. And it's funny, I always think of how, maybe this is the wrong way to think of this, but I think there's maybe something to this. When you make a weird noise and a dog is curious about it, they naturally try to triangulate. And so they'll do this. You see foxes do this when they're like hunting a mouse under the snow. They'll tilt their ears, like they'll change their orientation so they're kind of getting a fix on where it is. So when it comes to that, that's kind of where I think of this when it says, incline your ear to my understanding. In other words, literally have that shifting of the head to indicate where it's coming from. What is that? Let me pay more attention to that. Incline your ear. Yeah. So, this is always the fun part. Verse 3. For the lips of a woman who is a stranger, drop honey. Interesting. Yeah, okay. This is an interesting translation here. I've always seen it as drip honey, but this is drop honey. That is actually kind of fascinating in a weird kind of way, because what that's basically implying is that you have a it's letting that go instead of just being excessive in that kind of way. Anyway, that's interesting way to do that instead of drip drop. It's a different implication there. Instead of it's like there's a purpose behind that that wasn't there in the other translations. I like that. Anyway, her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end, she is as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay straight to Sheol. She doesn't walk the level path of life. Her course wanders all over, but she doesn't know it. Now, children, listen to me. Don't turn away from what I'm saying. Distance your way from her. Stay far from the door of her house so that you won't give your vigor to others and your years to someone who is cruel. Let's actually take a pause here. Let's go back a second. Sometimes I just like to get to reading. So this is a young man being encouraged to this. And I think there's something to this as well, as far as this being specific to a young man that is going to be exposed to a lot of others in the world, I guess you could say, that it is important for him to be prudent in that regards. So it is kind of key here to notice those things, I guess. I'm not sure how to describe that other than to say this is just a there's a method to the madness, I guess you could say here. But it's like, look, you're going to encounter this, so you need to be ready for it, kind of thing. And there is that whole, like, when I was a early teenager, there was always this, like, well, sometimes it was just like straight up just a lie, just to kind of get people off your back. You'd hear like, preteen boys say that they had a girlfriend. Oh, she's in Canada. That was always that thing. And so it was always just kind of fun to imagine having a girlfriend from another country. It's like a whole other world. And this is saying to be cautious of that, of being lured into a bad situation because of that fancy of that fantasy, that whole seeming to be different, you know. But in reality, there's something else nefarious going on here. Just trying to take advantage, that sort of thing. And so just being aware of that is important. So yeah, distance your way from her, stay far from the door of her house. But this whole thing of so that you don't give your vigor to others and your years to someone who is cruel, this is kind of a notion of this is the result of that, that you'll actually have a lot of efforts that are given and you don't realize that was, you know, there was never an intention of, you know, basically paying anything back or being going anywhere. It ends up being a trap that you have strangers involved here that will be all of a sudden filled with your strength. So strangers won't be filled with your strength. In other words, it's like, right here. And what you worked for, go to a foreign house. In other words, your efforts are no longer benefiting your people. Now they're going somewhere else because you were tricked. Verse 11, then when your flesh and bones have shrunk, and at the end of your life you would moan, oh, how I hated discipline, how my whole being despised reproof. When your flesh and bones have shrunk, there's two things that are implied here. One is that you're just aged and can't do anything more about it. But the other implication here is literally for like sexually transmitted diseases. There's a lot of if you look at, especially when the Israelites were much more nomadic, they were very cautious about mixing with other cultures. And it was a lot of just not wanting the diseases to be in there. It was kind of like, it was early social distancing, I guess you could say. But it was kind of that of saying, oh, don't associate with those people. We don't know if they're clean. Kind of quite literally, and they eat things that we don't eat. They probably have diseases that we don't. You know, let's do that. So, but this is going a step further and kind of implying that there is a degradation from like sexual diseases here, sexually transmitted diseases, which is, you know, yeah, yikes. So what will he say? How I hated discipline. My whole being despised reproof. My whole being despised reproof. it's interesting because that implies that it wasn't just a matter of having an opinion about it. It was now brought to his entire being, and he made choices that were, you know, all of a sudden it's everything about him despised that. And he verse 13, ignored what my teacher said, didn't listen to my instructors. I took part in almost every kind of evil, and the whole community knew it. This is what happens when you go down a pathway to this and don't course correct. Like when we were talking about yesterday, where you have people that are, you know, wanting to distract you this way and that, and, you know, have you considered this? Oh, you need to be more worldly. You need to be thinking about the things that are going on in the world. That's how that begins. And this is what happens as a result. So with that notion of purity in mind, we see verse 15 here. Drink the water from your own cistern, fresh water from your own well. Let what your springs produce be dispersed outside, streams of water flowing in the streets. In other words, if you have an excess, why let it go to the foreign nations? Let it come here. Let it bless the people that are right here, right in front of you. You know, don't let them suffer just because you've got notions of what's fancy outside, or you have these notions that it's better if we're supporting other people, and, you know, you're not aware of where those monies are actually going. Cough. I'm getting myself into trouble here, but I don't care. It's right here. Let them be for you alone and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain, the wife of your youth, be blessed. Find joy in her, a lovely deer, a graceful fawn. Let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be infatuated with her love. You catch that infatuated part? That is what we're talking about here, is being infatuated with somebody foreign. And so it is allowing yourself that permission, I guess you could say, to be infatuated with somebody who you see every day. Is that easy? I'm not going to sit here and look straight in the camera here and tell you that it's easy. It's not, but it's something where you need to be able to see those perspectives and see why you were attracted in the first place, or even new ways to be attracted. But if you orient yourself towards that, you'll find it. My son, why be infatuated with an unknown woman? Why embrace the body of a loose woman? For Adonai is watching a man's ways. He surveys all his paths. A wicked person's own crimes will trap him, and he'll be held fast by the ropes of his sin. Again, we're seeing a combination here. This is a consequence of their own action, but it's one of those things where we can't hide that from God, even though we think we it's weird that we even think we can, yet we somehow just think it's just I'll just not talk about it. And that way, you know, like God won't know. It's just silly. But verse 23, he will die from lack of discipline. The magnitude of his folly will make him totter and fall. Oof, tragic. It really is. I mean, it's just an unfortunate thing to think about that, yeah, that this is something that is a reality for people that go down this pathway, and it's folly. It's something where it's just like they could have avoided it by just keeping to the path, like we saw in chapter 4. But that's how this goes. That's if somebody is not serious about this and not wanting to be living the way God wants us to live, you know, and it's not for his benefit, it's for ours. And until we see it that way, I just don't, these things always pop up. And until we realize fully that it's not about God and him being somehow improved or somehow greedy about this or whatever. No, it's because he loves us and he knows that this is the best way. And this gets into a bit of philosophy here, but there is a notion of, well, why didn't he just make it so that we can't fall into sin? Why is sin even in the world and that sort of thing? And, you know, I don't pretend to be somebody who has all the answers for this, but what I will say is that I'm going to use a pet analogy because, you know, I love my cats and I can't help it. It's one thing for my cat to decide that I'm okay to continue breathing. That's fine. It's another thing for him to jump up on my lap and want to snuggle and just be held. The fact that he chooses me and chooses my way, I don't go force him to be on my lap, although sometimes I really want to. I really want to just have some snuggle time. You know, I just want to just snuggle him up. You know, just like, ooh, you know. But I let him to come to me when it's okay for him. How much deeper is that connection? How much more is that? And so when it comes to, you know, us being automatons that just don't know any better, what kind of life would that be? You know, and what kind of love would that be? How much better when we choose to follow God's way, when we choose the salvation of Christ? How much better when we choose these things rather than them just being basically forced on us? That's not really much of anything good. So, food for thought today. Are we allowing things in that are that voice of the stranger? Are we allowing her to drop honey right in front of us? Just saying. Hope this was something good for you today. Let me set up for something here. I promised something yesterday to a new tool that I've been using for a while and just haven't really shared yet. And so I was going to spend some time with you and share this today and why this is. Before I do that, just please do consider sharing this with somebody. Just have them go to 11talents.co/YT. And that'll help them subscribe to the YouTube channel. YouTube is our way forward. I'm not ready to do this yet, but soon I will be shutting off the live videos, I think, to Facebook. I'm going to be kind of working through a different kind of way to do things. We're just going to go to maybe about once or twice a week that we're actually live on Facebook and the other platforms. I just need to simplify things and get things down to the single platform just to make life easier to deal with for me. It's as much for me as anything else. So that's something you can do to kind of get on with that. If you're finding me on Facebook, just know that I'll continue sharing the links, but they're going to become links that are shared and not events, not live events and things like that. I just trying to simplify a little bit and kind of consolidate just a bit, and we'll see how this goes. So anyway, that's coming. So just be aware. Things going on, I wanted to share a tool with you, and they're not sponsoring this, but it is one of those things where I do get some benefit if you sign up with this link. And so, the service is called Incogni, and let me go back to my, screen share here. And I wanted to show you this. So what Incogni does is they act on your behalf to remove your information from data brokers. Now, let me go back to this. So when you have a free service you sign up for, you know, free isn't necessarily free. There's always a cost to it, right? And so that cost is usually that they're taking your information and selling that to data brokers that tend to take that and resell it to others. And there are literally thousands of these data brokers. Now, the law says that is, if you request your information be removed from those data brokers, that they have to comply. And so what has happened with that is it becomes kind of a complicated process. And so what you're doing with Incogni is you are allowing them, you're giving them permission, you're filling out the forms for them to act on your behalf. And so they know the way that each of these data brokers needs that information to be formatted to get that removal request done. And so they're doing it for you. They're saving you the time. So the amount of time saved in this is immense. For me to write to every single company and tell them to stop selling my information or to make those requests in whatever format they need would be almost a full-time job, especially from what I'm going to show you. This is how many requests have been made and actually done for my, since I started with them in May of 2023. So you see that there was, even then, just right out of the gate, you know, like, you know, 37 or so were removed. And then that number just keeps going up as far as the amount of people that are removed in the first year. And it didn't seem like that big of a deal. In fact, I'll be honest, I almost canceled the service. I was like, what is this? I was like, so you removed 87 or so. Well, then something happened in last year, in June of last year, actually, we moved into a new house, which means we sold our other house and we decided to go ahead and get a new house, which meant that now we have a new mortgage and mortgage applications. And even though, and this is something that's very infuriating, even though we specifically said, do not sell our information, and we did this right away, it didn't matter. The moment we applied, everything went out. How do I know that? Check this out. Look what happened in June of 2024. There's already an increase. You know, we were already seeing a lot of data brokers, but it went through the roof in 1 month. You see that? The amount of our data being out there doubled in 1 month. 1 month. That is just the level of the insanity that we're dealing with. And obviously, it just went crazy from there. And you can see it's kind of leveled off so far, but I think this number will go up. So Incogni is chasing these all down for me, so I don't have to. So it's a pretty big deal. I'll just tell you that, you know, when it comes to what something's worth to me, I always kind of look at, well, what do I charge for an hour of my time? And how many hours would it be to chase after this? And so, because I can say honestly that this, when you look at it that way, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. Let's say I was super efficient and I was able to just rock out, you know, one of these per hour. Well, that's 1,084 hours so far. The number just keeps going, right? That's 1,084 hours. Well, I'm going to multiply that by what I charge for an hour. Maybe I shouldn't be disclosing what I charge for an hour, but let's just say if you were to hire me as a consultant right now, and there'd be no less than, you know, $300 an hour. Let's just say it that way. That's what I would be charging you per hour. Care to do the math here? That's a lot of hours. And let's say it didn't take me an hour. Let's say it took me, you know, 15 minutes, a quarter of that. It's still a ton of money. So I am very happy with this service. I'm very happy that somebody's got my back and I don't have to worry about all this, and somebody's doing this on my behalf. And so if you sign up with the link that is right on your screen here, or just go to 1111talents.co/INC. You can sign up for Incogni. The nice thing about this is that they give me a kickback if you decide to go on their paid plan. And there's lots of plans there. There's even family plans and that sort of thing where we can actually, that's something I'm actually, now that I've seen this graph, this actually was something I just realized recently. When I took a look at this, I was like, oh my goodness, that's a dramatic increase. That means that my wife has the same problem and I need to get her onto this. And so that's something that I'll be doing probably today, is getting her on board with my plan here. I'll just do a family plan and do it that way so that everybody's protected. I might even look in at if our cats have their information sold, because that happens too. It's insane out there. It is insane. So what they're telling me is that there's this little special link here. And so that's a really long, complicated thing to put up for people. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just make this easy. And I just shortened the link through my page. And so it's 11talents.co/INC. And you'll end up in this link. And you'll go that. So it's kind of cool because we earn and then you are able to be served as well. And so it's helping massively support this channel, way more than I thought was even going to be a thing. And so I'm like, yes, let's do that. So just in full transparency, that's what happens here. And so I wanted to encourage you to do that. But the cool thing is you'll save as well. And so it's not just about me, but it's about us. And so that money then goes towards growing this channel through some advertising efforts that I've been doing that I've just been doing out of pocket to try and grow things. And so this will actually help support those efforts and some other things we have coming up here. Some other platforms that are, well, like this streaming platform that I use, it costs me money every year. And so being able to support these kind of things helps me move forward without that financial burden that I currently have on my own. It lets people share. So I thought I'd just put that out there so you can have a great service like I do and be able to help support our channel as well. So anyway, that was a very long way to say that. I won't be doing that in the future that long, but I just wanted to kind of let you guys know this is what we have going on. And so I do encourage you to consider signing up for that. 11talents.co/INC to sign up for Incogni. And we'll see you once again tomorrow for another Proverbs every single day. Love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.